Oh my God, guys, I was trying to put my baby to sleep and I feel so bad because I was rushing him. I mean, in my head, I was rushing him. I actually wasn't rushing him, but in my head, I was like, hurry up and go to sleep. But yeah, do you ever feel guilty as a mom trying to like hurry up and get through your baby's nighttime routine so he can exist in your house for a few hours without them? Because yeah, that's me. Some nights I will make the conscious decision to not do anything and just lay with him because yes, I do co-sleep. So I'm just like, let me not do anything and let me just spend some time with my baby. But yeah, hey guys, welcome to the Girls Rule Boys Rule podcast. My name is Vanessa G and I'm your host. Oh my God, I'm so excited. So I'm not even gonna lie to you guys, this is actually my third time filming episode one. But then today I announced on my Instagram that I'm gonna be doing the podcast. So I don't know, for some reason that just gave me so much more motivation. And I was just like, you know what? I want to redo my first episode because I feel like now I have an actual audience. And I feel like before when I sat down to do it, I felt as though I was talking to myself. So it felt weird. So if you followed me today or you said something about my podcast, just know that I'm visualizing you in my head right now and you're basically who I'm having a conversation with in my head. Just to set the tone, I have a White Claw here that I'm gonna open and sip on while I'm recording. I didn't drink for the last two ones, but I'm like, I want to drink this time. I really feel like we're about to be besties, so we're gonna have a little drink. I'm drinking a lime White Claw, and I don't know if I'm weird for this, but honestly, I genuinely enjoy White Claws. I feel like they're really light and they do the job. They're 5% alcohol. I think that's the same as beer or even wine. But yeah, I like wine too here and there, but I feel like I have to have a very full stomach to drink wine, otherwise it's too heavy. So yeah, I love me a little White Claw at the end of my day. But again, sometimes as a mother, I don't even get the chance. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have a drink after work today, but by the time I get done my baby's bedtime routine, I'm tired my damn self, so I don't even get around to it. So this is a moment for me. I'm gonna, I guess, do a little ASMR moment. I'm new to this, so if it doesn't sound good, then sorry, but let's see. I'm gonna open it. Oh God, this is a fail. I can't get it open. Do you hear it fizzling? Okay, it's open. I'm gonna take a sip. Cheers. I don't know if that's gonna sound satisfying or disgusting, but hey guys, oh my God. Can I just say, I've been wanting to do this for so long and I'm so happy I just finally got the fucking balls and was like, you know what? Just fucking do it. Because I don't know what it is, but after I gave birth, my life just shifted. It altered. And I know everyone says that your life changes when you have a baby. But for me, it wasn't how moms normally describe the shift. A lot of times you hear about moms saying, oh my God, you changed my life. You gave me purpose. But for me, I felt like I always had a really good sense of direction in my life. I always had this purposeful feeling in my life. So for me, when I had a kid, oh my God, speaking of kid, my baby's crying. Okay, I'm back. As I was saying, I feel as though when I had a kid, my revelation was, what the fuck? We only live one single time. I had that revelation because when you are not a parent, you look at your own parents or your grandparents or just the adults in your life as people who have it all figured out and they know what they're doing and they have all the answers. So when I had a kid, it was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm now this little person. I'm the one that's supposed to have all the answers for this little person. And, you know, that's totally fine. He's my son. I would want nothing more than for him to come to me during those times. But I was just like, I literally am just a fucking 25-year-old girl still figuring out my life. So I feel like it puts it into perspective from our parents' point of view. They were just figuring life out too. At the end of the day, this is their very first time living life too. So yeah, I had that realization and I was like, what the hell? But it ended up coming with good because it's like, if we only live one single time, why aren't we doing literally everything it is that we want to do? Like at this point, now that I've had that realization, it just doesn't make sense to me. If I want to do something, I'm going to do it. Like I'm gonna do it. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. So first of all, I've always wanted to do this kind of thing. but I didn't really know exactly what it was. So I was basically one of those girls in seventh grade who was watching makeup tutorials on YouTube and shopping hauls. That was like my thing. I remember one time in seventh grade, I'm like them rappers that talk about their teachers saying they're never gonna make it. One time in seventh grade, I shared that as like an icebreaker or something, that I like watching YouTube videos, and I remember my teacher laughed at me. And yeah, I'll never forget that, because now YouTube is like the thing. But anyway, so yeah, I was that girl watching YouTube videos in the seventh grade, and I was like, oh my god, I want to be a YouTuber. And there is some videos floating around of me on YouTube somewhere, who knows where, of like two videos that I recorded when I was younger. They were a mess. I think I recorded them on like an Android fucking phone, so it obviously wasn't good, and I didn't go or do anything with it. But I always had the kind of like that idea of, well, I want to do YouTube. So I never really pursued it, because I don't know, I never did. But I later in life, this is like now 3 years ago, had a life crisis where I was like, okay, I'm quitting my job and I'm starting a YouTube. And I feel like I'm definitely not the only person that has done this. But I'm like, yeah, fuck this, I'm quitting my job, I'm starting a YouTube. So I quit my job, I booked a one-way ticket to Florida, and I bought a $600 vlog camera, and I was like, yep, this is it, this is what I'm gonna do. Yeah, that dream went to shit very quickly. I was like, okay, you know what, this is for a lot of people, but it's really not for me. I just didn't like the fact of not being able to disconnect from the camera. Like, the camera had to go everywhere that I went, otherwise I wasn't gonna be an entertaining vlogger. So I eventually took my delusional ass back home to Jersey, and I returned the camera, and I was like, okay, vlogging isn't for me. But I felt happy with myself, because for so long it was always in the back of my head, like, I should just be a YouTuber, I feel like I would be really good at it. So, you know, that went away. And then eventually I was like, you know what, I want to do something, though. I don't know what it is, but I want to do something. So I've always had like my friends and family come to me when it comes to career advice. I'm always making resumes for people. So I was like, you know what, maybe that'll be the thing that I do. I am going to start a career services business. And I was like, I'm going to write resumes. But then it kind of transformed into, okay, I'll write resumes and I'll do like mock interviews and I'll be almost like a mentor. But I wanted it targeted to like young professional girls. It was going to be like baddie career services, you know what I mean? But for some reason, that just like wasn't manifesting to what I wanted it to. I just couldn't bring it to life. So I was like, okay, like whatever, I'm just not gonna do that. And then finally, in more recent times, I've told my best friend, like, oh my god, we should start a podcast, because we talk about everything, we analyze everything, our traumas, your traumas, their traumas, we're always over analyzing everything, psychoanalyzing everything. So I'm like, honestly, this would be good content for a podcast. So I was like, we should record a podcast. But that's not really her thing. Her thing is her fashion brand. She's really into fashion. So she started her own brand and she's been really focused on that. So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to do this damn podcast myself. Because as I was going through life, I was like, you know what? Like, this would be a really good thing to talk about on a podcast. So finally, I was just like, I am just going to fucking do it. If I don't do it, I'm going to always be stuck with this feeling of, oh, I want to do a podcast and I should have done a podcast. And I've even always wanted to write a book. So let's see if that happens. Well, it will happen, because like I said, we're doing the things that we want to do. Even if it's to find out or realize that you don't like that or you don't want to do it, just do it. Because it's better to say, I know that that wasn't for me, than to sit there and question whether it could have taken you far in life or if you could have truly made something from it. And I listened to a lot of Sarah Jakes Roberts. If you know anything about her, she's a podcaster. She is a podcaster, but she's a pastor. And oh my God, she be preaching. If you don't listen to her, you need to listen to her word, because let me tell you something, that girl be going in. She does have a podcast too, but her podcast is more calm. It's not really her preaching how she preaches, for real. But there was a message and she was basically talking about how when God gives you the anointing, you need to follow that anointing. So I really feel like God has called me to do this for many reasons. And I'll get into that in a second, but there's just so many reasons that this podcast is so exciting for me to do. Again, one, because I've been wanting to do it, and like I said, we're in this stage of life, and hopefully I continue to live my life this way, but we're doing the things that we want to do. And honestly, if you're listening, do everything you want to do, because you don't want to get to the end of your life and say, I wish I did that. But also, it's just for shits and giggles, for real. Like, honestly, this is fun. Like, I literally, mind you, I haven't even released my first episode yet, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell the podcast this and talk about this on the podcast. Like, to me, you guys are my best friends, and we're gonna talk about everything. So it's just fun, for real. Sometimes you should just do things because they're fucking fun. So yeah, this is fun to me. I had shirts made. I'm literally wearing a shirt right now that has my logo on it. I ordered stickers today. I'm like, what? This is fun. It's literally just playing house or playing like an imagination game as an adult. That sounds so dumb, but it's true. Also, I've always felt like, I don't know what it is. I think it was because I always hated art when I was in school, because I am just so bad at drawing. And then they would just force you to fucking draw in art class and give you bad grades if you weren't good at it. Oh my God, that always made me hate art. But because of that, I always felt like I wasn't a creative person. So I never was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do something and this creative thing. That's never gonna be me. I hate creative things. Like, it sounds crazy to say now, because like, who says that? But I literally felt like I did not like creative things because I don't like art. Like, honestly, I don't really much care to go to an art gallery, or I'm not really interested in music and how you put that together. It's cool, good for you if you like that. I love that for you, and that's so cool for you. But for me, I was never really interested in that. So I kind of just like had this like mindset that I just don't have a creative bone in my body. This, nothing like that will be for me. But here I am being this creative little person, and I'm having a fucking ball. I'm like, oh my God, this is so fun. And then another thing is that it's essentially a business. So I've also, I don't know why, I'm like, I'm not this negative person, but I'm saying a lot of negative thoughts that I've had in the past. But I also always thought I never want to be a business owner, because I worked at a bank from when I was 18 till I was 22. So I would see business owners working 24/7. It was nonstop. And I was like, oh no, like, that's not for me. But you know, here I am on my silly little podcast that is essentially a business, and I'm being creative. So yeah, this is fucking fun. And I hope it's fun for you guys. Actually, I bought an extension cord or an adapter thing so that you guys can call in. So I don't know how that's gonna work, but eventually, hopefully you guys can call in and we can actually go back and forth in conversation on the episodes. So yeah, that's fun. So hopefully it's not just fun for me. Hopefully it's a fun listen for you guys. I really want this to be a safe space for the ladies. As I've gotten to this stage in my life, and it's so many things, it's being a mother, being a young woman, truly understanding myself and my needs. I just really, really appreciate women, and I appreciate the woman in my life. And I feel like I'm so lucky that I have such amazing women in my life. And I'm telling you from like every angle. At work, my manager is an amazing woman. She is a baddie. Like, you can tell she was a baddie back in her day. She started off as a cocktail waitress. She used to do hair. Eventually she went to school, and now she is this top person. I won't say in what the field is, but now she's like this top amazing person. And you know, she just teaches me so much from like a career standpoint. She's just helped me so much. I have obviously wonderful, wonderful, amazing women in my family that have taught me everything I know, essentially, especially when it comes to being a mother. And when I got pregnant, I really got to appreciate them, because they were there for me in a way that I've never experienced before. You know, it's your first baby, so it was a lot of new things for me. So just from my mom to my grandma to my titi, like, just so many great women in my family. And then even my friends, oh my God, I have amazing friends. But anyways, love y'all. I say that all to say that not all of us have that. Not all of us have the teacher, the mentor, the friend, the mother-daughter relationship. And I'm here to have that with you guys. I want to talk about everything that it is to be a girl, because it comes with so much. And I'm blessed enough to be able to have these conversations with the woman in my life, but not all of us are. And I feel like as a collective, as women, we're all a Sex and the City kick right now because they just put it on Netflix. So I think everyone's watching that. But that show brings me so much comfort. And I know probably a lot of you guys can relate if you watch that show because it's so fucking relatable. Mind you, these women are how old? In their 30s. I think Samantha finally in one of the episodes said she's like 45 or something. They're older, you know, and the show is from years ago, and still I relate to everything that they're going through, you know, like the dating pains, the becoming a mother pains, fucking Mr. Big. Like, oh my God, I think as women, we've all had a Mr. Big in our life. So it's comforting to relate to other women and know that you're not the only one experiencing these struggles. So hopefully I can give you guys stuff to relate to and give you a safe space, and maybe I'll say something that resonates with you. But I want to talk about something that is a little heavy. It's not too heavy, but it's really important for me to say on the first episode because it took so much for me to get here at this point in my life, at the stage where I'm at in my life, where I'm doing amazing. Life is so good. I'm so thankful to God that He finally took me out of the dark place that I could not take myself out of for the past 3 years. I was just in the absolute weirdest funk of my life and I could not get out of it. You know how they say, you know, this is everything happens for a reason and the time is gonna pass, and you know, you have this positive mindset because, you know, we've all been there before. We all go through hard times and eventually we see that light at the end of the tunnel. But I could not escape this weird funk dark time that I was in. I'm telling you, it was literally 3 years of my life, and so much happened in that time, but also so little. So much in the sense of things that brought me down, but so little of things that moved me forward and were taking me places in life. I feel like, I don't know if it's causation or correlation, but I was just not really doing anything with my life and I was making terrible decisions. But I guess I can tell you like how I ended up there and how I came to the other side of the tunnel. But it really started when I was talking about I went through that crisis and I quit my job and I started a YouTube. Hold on, this is about to get deep. I need to take a sip of my White Claw, so give me 1 second. Okay, so I also mentioned earlier, I've always had the sense of purpose, right? So life has always been pretty good for me. We all struggle here and there, but essentially it's been pretty good for me. So life is going great. I graduate college. I get a full-time job before I even graduate. It's set in stone for me. I'm bottle serving in Philly. I'm making a lot of money. Like, life is just fabulous, right? So eventually, you know, I graduate college and I'm not a student anymore and I'm just working. And for some reason, that just did a number on me. Okay, well, first of all, let's backtrack. I did not like my job. I had come from a job that I had worked at all through college, which was at a bank, and that was the best experience. If you know me in real life, you know I always talk about my bank job because I feel like I grew up there and I just have I met so many good people and I made so many memories there. Like, I literally just grew up there. I remember I would come to work after being out all night in Philly till 6 a.m. I would go home, get dressed, and I would go straight to work. I would be hungover, throwing up in the bathroom. And it was just like, it was just fun. You know, I was just young, living my life, but you know, I would still get the job done. So obviously if I didn't get fired, but yeah, so I left that job because I'm like, you know what? I just want to change. I graduated college. Cool, cool, cool. But I fucking hated that job. I was like, oh, hell no, I cannot do this. So eventually one day I do the fuck this and I just quit thing. Quit that same day. I had it with one of my coworkers and I was just like, you know what? I'm quitting. And at that time I was bottle serving in Philly still. So I was like, I still have a job, so it's fine. Whatever. I don't have any kids. I'm just going to do it. And at the time I was living at home, so I didn't even have rent to pay. So I just did it and I was just bottle serving for a little bit. But then eventually I was like, fuck, I don't want to do this either. So my delusional ass was like, you know what? I'm just going to move. I'm going to move to Florida and that's it. Because I started to fall in like this weird funk where I was like, well, I don't like my 9-to-5. I don't like my nightlife job. And at that point in my life, I'm like, well, what the hell else is there to do? At that point, I had only known being a student and working. So it was like that post-college graduate transition that I know a lot of people talk about. And I don't know, I guess I just wasn't expecting for it to happen to me because, again, I had always had like a clear sense of direction. So I guess it just hit me and I was like, what the hell? So, you know, I pulled that little stunt where I go to Florida and I think I'm going to be a YouTuber, but obviously that didn't happen. So I'm like, you know what? It's cool. It's okay. Like I fell off for a little bit, but I'm going to come back better, right? So I'm jobless at this point. I'm looking for jobs and I could not find a job. And when I tell you I could not find a job, I could not find a job anywhere, like from waitressing to an office job. I just literally could not find a job. And then when I finally found a job, it was during the holiday season as a waitress. And if you've ever been a waitress, you probably know that waitressing is super slow during the holidays. So I would probably work once every 2 weeks. That's how often they would schedule me. So that was just like such a hard time for me financially too. And mind you, I had came from working a full-time salaried job, also making a shit ton of money as a bottle server. So I was making a lot of money for someone who doesn't have any bills. I was just living my life. So now here I am, I have no job and I'm struggling financially. Like what the hell? Like I'm not used to this. It was a very hard adjustment. So I'm now kind of like falling into like this weird, like, oh, like what the fuck? Like depression. I don't want to say I'm depressed because one thing about me, I'm never just going to rot, but I definitely was going through something. I don't want to call it depression though, but it really could have been. But anyway, so now I'm like going through this weird phase where I'm like, what the hell? I don't know what to do. I can't find a job. So eventually 6 fucking months later, I get a job waitressing again, bottle serving. And I ended up getting so drunk one night that I got fucking fired. And so there I was back to having no job, but eventually I get another full-time job. So I'm like, yes, life is gonna go good for me. Girl, life went to shit, like worse than it was before. And again, this is where I say, I don't know if it's causation or correlation, but let me tell you something. I was getting ate the fuck up by a man. Yes, a man ruined my life for 2 years, 2 years and a half or something like that. So I will get into the details of that in a future episode. And we're actually going to title that episode, Fuck My Baby Dad. But that's going to be a special episode, maybe episode 10 or when we get to a certain number of followers on Instagram or something, where I will get into all the details of my son's father and the relationship there and all the things I've gone through and all the things I've learned with that. But anyways, of course, my son's father ruined my life like many men do. And I could not separate myself from that man. I could not cut the heartstring. I don't know what it is. I would literally pray to God. I would beg to God, please, God, I don't want to feel this way. Was hard and it was dramatic. Let me tell you, like, I think it was because it was the first time I was really in love with someone. I have loved, honestly, I don't even want to say that for real, that I've loved guys before, because I don't feel that I did love guys before. I mean, I liked them and maybe I liked them a lot and maybe I even cried over them, which I definitely cried over guys before and, you know, they hurt me. But this was so different. It was the first time where I was truly in love with a man and he broke my heart. And when I tell you, this man broke my heart over and over and over and over again, it never ended. I was like, just when you thought he's done the worst to you, nope, here he comes with something new. And it wasn't like, you know, when you're in a toxic relationship and you kind of already know the person's behaviors, here they go again with their bullshit. But no, this was different. He would come with a new way to break my heart every single time. And when I tell you, I tried so hard to get away from this man. I even was living in Florida praying to God that this would be it for me. I'm never going to talk to this man again. We're done. But I just couldn't get off of him. It was so hard. And I feel like with that, it just had me in this funk. You know, when you are trying to get over someone and you're doing fun things and you're living your best life and you're meeting new people, but in the back of your head, you're like, fuck, like I wish I was doing that with this person, or I want this guy in front of me to be, you know, the person that I'm in love with. And it makes you almost want them more, because when you're doing these things, you wish it was with them and you wish they were there. And we've probably all been there. But yeah, for 2 years, I was in the trenches with this man. And I will say, I knew him beforehand. I knew him for prior to these 2 years, but I think because I was already in such a low state, a low vibrational state, I think that I allowed him to get close to me. And oh my God, he just ate away at my soul. I really lost my mind over this man. When I tell you, I was doing the most out of character, out of body things. I've never done things like that. But behind every crazy girl is a girl crying herself to sleep, praying to God that this man will like walk out of her life, or something will happen for her to get over this man. It was very hard for me. Like I said, he broke my heart over and over and over again. And I just felt like, I said, like, oh my God, I can't get out of this. Like nothing I do is working. And I felt like I would finally come to a place where, you know what, I feel like life is about to get better. Life is going to get better soon. And it just wasn't happening. So for 3 years, I'm in this cycle of, or in this waiting game of, life is going to get better. Life is going to get better. But it just never fucking did until now. And I want to say my baby did so much of that for me. It's crazy because when I got pregnant by my now son's father, I was, remember, so in love with this man. And obviously I knew he wasn't good for me, but I just, something wasn't clicking in my brain. So I was so in love with this man when I got pregnant, but something in my brain just clicked when I got pregnant. I was like, oh, hell no, girl. Like, is this what you want for the rest of your life? You want to be miserable crying over someone over and over and over again for the rest of your life? So I was like, fuck no. So when I got pregnant, I had like this mind shift that, you know what? I'm not putting my energy into this anymore. But it was still kind of hard, you know, because I'm pregnant. So now you're dealing with the emotions of like, well, fuck, I got to deal with this person for the rest of my life. And you still have to converse. You have to talk to this person, really, right? So it was still kind of hard. And then, you know, you're pregnant, you can't really do much of anything. And me, when I was pregnant, I was super like, I don't like to be in large crowds. I don't like to do too much. I didn't feel comfortable doing that. So really, I just stayed inside all the time. And honestly, I was really tired when I was pregnant. So it worked for me. But I was basically stuck. Like I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. And I had moved back from Florida because I got pregnant. So now I'm in Jersey and I'm living at home because I'm not living with my son's father. But I'm living at home and I'm just, everything is still uncomfortable, but like I feel the breakthrough coming. I feel it. But again, it's still uncomfortable. I'm struggling to find a place to live. I was trying to get a house and then I was like, fuck it. Like, this is going to take too long. I'm just going to get an apartment. And then there was no apartments available. It was just like this whole thing. So I'm like I can see the light. I really can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it was taking me a long time to get there. But I knew that it was coming. So I finally had my baby and I now have these thoughts of, girl, like, you cannot be stuck on this man forever. Like, we only live once. You gotta live your life, girl. So after I had my baby, I don't know. My life just shifted completely. Like, my life is amazing right now. I ended up finding my own place finally. So I live just me and my baby in peace and harmony every single day. My job, I'm in a really good point in my career. I'm about to get my master's. I started my podcast. Life is just really good. So this is for my girls. This is the message. If you are going through a hard time, time will heal that wound. I promise you, you will make it to the end. And sometimes it takes a really fucking long time to get out of that place, but I promise you, you will. And sometimes it's not a man. Like I said, I was struggling with my career, with that post-college graduation transition. Sometimes it's so many different things, but I promise you, you will see the other side, because here I am. Finally, I am so thankful to be on the other side of things. And I finally have cut that soul tie with that man. It was just like this breakthrough. I really feel like, I don't know, my spirits have been lifted. I've been trying to go to church every Sunday because I'm like, listen, I need to thank the Lord that I am where I am today, because I'm telling you, men ruin your fucking life. It sounds so dramatic, but men really will ruin your life. They will just stab you in the back, betray you, and just... Fuck men. Boys fucking drool and girls fucking rule, okay? And that's exactly why we're fucking here. But yeah, like I'm telling you, I was really going through a hard time with that man. So here I am on the other side. I'm doing better finally. And the thing is too, that I was trying to do things to like better myself. You know how they say focus on yourself, pour into yourself. And I'm like, I swear I was trying to do those things and nothing was fucking working. I could not stop thinking about this man. It was like my mind didn't know how to think about anything but him. And even, you know, after I had my son, you know, this is still my son's father, so I'm still having all these thoughts about him. But finally I have peace in my brain. Like I'm like, oh my god, I have my brain back to myself, fucking finally. Like, Lord, I thought the day would never come. And you know what's crazy? And I just want to say this too, appreciate those people that stick by you during those hard times, because when you are in that position of going back to a man that continuously does you wrong and proves to you that he does not give a fuck about you, it's hard for your loved ones to see that. It is hard, and I do understand that, but that's why I love my friends who didn't judge me and gave me the time to like get over him. Because honestly, at the end of the day, you will get over that man. You will. I promise. You will. But you really do just have to give it the time. It will happen when it's meant to happen. And I've always said this to my friends, because this is not the first time I've been in a toxic situation. But again, it's the first time that I was really in love. But unfortunately, I have been in toxic relationship before. So I've experienced that already, where I know, and I always tell my friends, you will be done when you are ready. So I've always understood that. And I didn't get that from everyone in my life when I was going through that with my now son's father. So I appreciate those people who stuck by me during that time, because like I said, I know it's not easy to see, but also it's not easy to go through. And I'm only giving myself that one time. If you ever see me crashing out over a man again, just, I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm not who I think I am really, but I'm giving myself that one time to crash out over a man, and that's really it. We're never doing that again, ladies. We're continuing on with our heads picked up. But honestly, okay, and I'm sorry if you are my family listening to this, but it's about to get real. We're about to have real conversations. So just FYI in advance, if you're my family listening to this, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You're just gonna have to get over it. But I feel like too, another thing that makes it so hard when you're trying to get over someone is that you don't want to have sex with anyone else, because you think that you're not gonna have good sex because you have the best sex with this person. Well, I know that was a problem for me, and I would imagine it's a problem for a lot of girls, because we feel comfortable with this person. So regardless if it is good sex or not, you at least feel comfortable with this person to a point where you don't really want to give your body to anyone else at that point. But for me, I feel like that had a strong chokehold on me too. The fact that, oh my God, we have amazing sex. Like, how am I gonna let this go? I was bound to get pregnant, honestly, the way we were having sex, I'm not gonna lie. So in my head, I'm like, I've never experienced this. Like, where am I gonna find this again? And throughout those years, when I'm trying to get over him, I did have sex with someone else and I hated it. And it was someone that I had been with before. And I did it and I hated it. I was like, this is not the person, like, this is not the person that I want to be doing this with right now. So I was like, no, like, I'm not doing this. But in recent times, I finally had that experience where I did have that with someone else. And sometimes all you need to do is have good sex. Like, I really think we be crashing out over men because we don't be having good sex with other men. Like, I'm just gonna be flat out and say it, because once I experienced that with another man, I was like, oh hell, I don't think I've thought about that man that made me lose my mind for 3 fucking years ever since that day. And to be quite honest, that situation has not gone anywhere, and it's not going to go anywhere with the man that I'm speaking of in most recent times. But for real, I needed that. Like, and we did it a few times, so like, I can confirm that it was good, and it really altered my brain chemistry for real, because I'm like, bro, I do not care about that man that I was tripping over all that time. Like, I'm like, was that really the answer? So I'm going to give this advice, and I don't know if it's good advice or not, but keep dating. If you cannot get over a man, just keep dating, because eventually you're going to find one that you fucking like, okay? And I had this friend, and maybe this is her tactic, but that bitch always had a fucking boyfriend. And she would be in love, and she would be heartbroken, and then she would have a new boyfriend the next day. And I'm like, honestly, I think she had it figured out for real, because we be caught up of one man that we like block off all of these other men or new people from coming into our lives. So duh, bitch, like, you're not gonna get over him because you're not out there meeting new people. So for real, if you cannot get over a man right now, just date. And you know, you're not gonna like them all, but I promise you, eventually you're gonna like one, and he's going to rock your world, and he's gonna change your life. But yeah, no, it was really good. Like, and mind you, I had been pregnant, and I did not engage in sexual activities with my son's father. Oh my God, guys, I'm literally telling you all my business on the first episode. I don't know how I feel about this, and I'm not drunk, so I don't know what this says, but anyways, so I had not been sexually involved with my son's father until like after probably like, I don't know, 3 months pregnant. Like, I just was like, I'm not doing that with you. So I hadn't had sex in like a year, right? Yeah, it had been a long time, whatever the fucking math is. So I was not expecting for shit to go down the way it did. So I was like, oh my God, like, I'm cured. I really am cured. So anyways, yeah, I made it to the end of the tunnel, y'all. We go through hard times in life. We go through good times. You just got to stay down for the ride and just know that better days are coming. And while we're on this topic, well, I don't even know if we're on this topic. I think this is just a thought that came to my head, but I want you guys to submit like advice that you want from me, or you know, questions or topics that you want me to talk about, because I'm ready to talk about it all, baby. Like, there is nothing off the table here, clearly, right? From everything that I just exposed about myself. But for those of you who don't know me, I'm a mother, as I've talked about. I am a student, which I also said, I am a young professional. I have my career. I am a God-fearing woman. I prioritize my relationship with God. I make the effort to go to church. I, you know, watch sermons and things like that. So if the conversation is ever about God that you want to have it, like, let's have it. Oh my God, I hate that this is going to be my next sentence, but I'm sorry. I also work at a strip club on the weekends. I'm a waitress at a strip club. So, you know, I'm still baddie on the side. So yeah, I feel like I have a lot to contribute to conversation, and that could just be me thinking I'm the shit, because I am. But I feel like I really do have a lot to contribute to conversation. So whatever you guys want to talk about, just DM my personal page if you know me personally, or you can DM, which would probably be the preferred way, the podcast page, which is at Girls Rule Podcast on Instagram. I'm also thinking, like, should we start a book club? Because that's another thing about me. I love reading. So I feel like we should do a book club. Maybe at the start of every month, we can pick a book. I can do like a poll on Instagram, and then that will be our book for the month. And then maybe like every week, we can talk about it a little bit, or at the end of every month, or, you know, we can work that out later. But would you guys like a book club? Let me know. DM me. DM me when you listen to this first episode and tell me your thoughts. Tell me your feedback, because I want to know what you guys think. Like I said, this is for the girls. This is not only for me, but it's for you listening. So we're going to make of it what we want. So if you want to get in here and you want to talk your shit, then maybe just let me know that you want to get down here and talk your shit. I will plug in the little adapter and we will get you all set up here. But it's time for a little sip of my drink. I'm not gonna lie, guys. This White Claw has me sweating a little bit. I'm starting to feel it. This is why I like White Claws. I'm telling you, they really do the job. Off one, I will feel great. I will feel amazing. Off two, oh yeah, I'm having a time. I really like White Claws, but yeah, I'm going to try not to make it a habit to drink every episode, but it is kind of fun. I feel like we're like just hanging out. We're just chatting. I love chatting. I want to be chatting. Which I wrote this in my notes as I was driving earlier to ask you guys. This might be a Jersey thing. Like, if you live in another state, I don't know if this would apply to you, but what is the acceptable speed to go in the left lane? Because I was going 80 in the left lane today. And mind you, I'm like listening to my music. I'm trying to vibe. I'm having a grand old time. And this car is like on my ass. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, listen, I drive a fucking little Nissan. My girl cannot speed up that quickly. So I'm trying to like push on the gas to go a little bit faster to get back into the right lane. But there was so much traffic in that lane that I really couldn't go over, and they just wouldn't stop riding my ass. So it just gave me so much anxiety, and I could not listen to my music, and it just like ruined my vibe completely. So what is the acceptable speed limit to go in the left lane? Because I really just think Jersey drivers be out of control sometimes, for real. I know people talk about us, but you know who be out of control too? Pennsylvania drivers. And not even that they're like aggressive, I just feel like they're dumb. Like, people in Pennsylvania don't know how to drive. I'm sorry if you are from there, but I really like cannot fucking stand a Pennsylvania driver. But anyways, yeah, that was just a thought. I was driving listening to, what's that song by Cassie? First of all, oh, Long Way to Go. This song is my theme song. Like, when I think of this podcast, this is a song that I think of. I think it's like even a TikTok sound right now, and like people will put it to like funny captions. I'm gonna play it. I don't know how that works. I mean, I don't think I can get like in trouble for playing you like literally a clip of a song. I'm gonna do 5 seconds at most, because I don't know how it's gonna sound like in the mic. But let me play it so you guys know what song I'm talking about. Can you hear that? I'm scared. Wanna love me, wanna touch me. I love that song. I feel like it's so girly vibes, exactly the vibes of this podcast. And I was listening to it because I had just announced that I'm starting a podcast, and I went to go pick up my merch shirt. So I was just like, I'm just a fucking girl living my life. So yeah, what are your girly pop songs? I also too, like, just today remembered that song, Don't Trust a Hoe, Don't Trust a Hoe,
don't trust a hoe, don't trust me. And I used it on one of my stories and I was like, low key, I feel like that is a girly pop song. So let me know what songs you listen to when you want to get in your girly girl mood. But yeah, guys, I think I'm going to wrap this episode up. This was really, really fun. I am going to drop new episodes every Thursday. So if you enjoyed this, then make sure you listen next week, next Thursday. And yeah, it's going to be fun. See you guys then. Bye.